Watch, angry Afghan screams go to hell, Biden. As Taliban take over. By Paul Bois on August 24, 2021. Video captured an angry Afghan man raging at reporters outside the British embassy in Kabul this week, screaming go to hell, Biden. Amid the chaos unfolding as the Taliban take over the country. The passionate moment occurred during an ITV news report profiling the chaos outside the British embassy where crowds flooded the makeshift entrance as passport holders waited helplessly for their chance to get inside. One harrowing story involved two children who were reportedly left behind by their parents after being admitted. "Mr. Biden, you did this. You planned this. You made the deal with the Taliban," the man told ITV News. "This is the consequences of it. This is the repercussions of it. Mr. Biden, it's your real calculation. You were against Trump, now we're against you," he raged. "Go to hell, Biden." On Tuesday, President Biden confirmed that American troops will be fully out of Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline, leaving the fates of those U.S. citizens and Afghan allies stranded outside the Kabul airport in doubt. John Johnson, public affairs officer for the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, told CNN on Monday that troops will be prioritizing American citizens for entry into the airport. "We are currently prioritizing American citizens and legal permanent residents for entry," Johnson told CNN. "Due to a deteriorating security environment, we are asking all others not to come to the airport at this time. The gates remain closed." Approximately 58,700 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover, 4,000 of which were American citizens, according to Breitbart News. The Biden administration still has not given an exact count of those Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. During a press conference on Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki rebuked the idea that Americans are stranded in the country. "I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not," Psaki told reporters. "We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home."